Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Andrew Shatkin Show. We're a little bit late, but I'm going to skip the intro and go on to the subject. It's a theological one of salvation and sacrifice. And so let me say here, I'm going to continue this on Monday, that these ideas of salvation and sacrifice are foreign to our world today, since everybody's told through television and media that everybody's happy, everybody's nice, and everybody's good. So modern man, for many people, see no necessity for salvation, since he sees nothing to be saved. The world is all glitz and toothy smiles, and the idea of salvation, of somebody needing to be repaired or reconstruction, is off base to most modern people. The biblical perspective, or the Christian perspective, is that men are not so good. In fact, they are seen as corrupt, twisted, limited, and degraded, and lacking. The Christian faith and the Christian worldview says God has intervened in history in the person of Christ to set things right, will create a proper relationship with the holy and perfect God. The Christian faith says that men are not so great. In fact, they're quite deficient in basic character and motivations. So the biblical perspective is that men, despite what the modern world say, are not so good, and in fact are corrupt, twisted, limited, degraded, and lacking. The Christian faith and the Christian worldview says God has intervened in history in the person of Christ to correct our failing. So the need for salvation is really obvious to any thinking person, since it's obvious the world is quite a mess and is basically ruled by evil and satanic forces. A glance at the daily newspaper reveals death and murder in the Middle East and equally horrible offenses and stories. These reports are the tip of the iceberg of human nature. We do not know, and this is probably fortunate, what goes on behind closed doors in every marriage. Nor do you know that people have slipped in from life into death with no one caring, but that's the way it is. And the best that can be said about most people is they are largely indifferent to others, and if not, they can be alienated and hostile if crossed. The idea of salvation, there for me, is a very reasonable notion and idea. The world has been in bad shape, a horror show, for some time, and continues to be so. In the 20th century, there have been numerous genocides, whether the Turks in Armenia, the Jews in Europe and Germany, the Cambodians under Pol Pot, the Rwandans, and the killings in Darfur. So it is obviously salvation is necessary, a reasonable idea, and offers a reasonable solution to correct a misdirected and fallen human nature. So this is the thing. Salvation is, even though the world says, the modern world says everybody's good, they don't need to be saved, it's obvious there's a significant problem in human nature that needs to be addressed by what I just, salvation. Now let's talk about sacrifice. Our ancestors may have engaged in animal sacrifice and sometimes human sacrifice to understand the world. They didn't know whether the rain would come to grow the food or whether there'd be enough water, where they would survive. They didn't know about science. But the modern world doesn't speak much about sacrifice and sees no necessity for it, since we believe science has come to understand natural events. Nevertheless, Christianity posits that sacrifice is necessary. God sees humanity as failed. He did not wish us to be failed, but we fell away from him into sin, selflessness and self-love. And the Christian faith argues that God, as a God of justice, had to make the ultimate sacrifice in his only begotten son, to correct the deficit and deficiency in human nature and set us right into a right relationship with God. So the modern world doesn't talk much about sacrifice. We believe that science has come to understand natural events. But Christians believe that sacrifice is necessary because God sees humanity, and it's obvious he is correct, or anybody, thinking person, sees it that way, as failed. He did not wish us to be failed, but we fell away from him into sin, selfishness, and self-love. The Christian faith argues that God, as a God of justice, had to conduct a sacrifice in the person of his Son to correct this situation where we were fallen away. Christianity, I think Christianity is right in the idea of sacrifice. A woman, and the sacrifice is the only way that we can conduct our lives. A woman who chooses motherhood engages in a great sacrifice. A father who chooses to support his children engages in a great sacrifice. The scientist who spends long hours in his laboratory, like Jonas Salk, who discovered his cure for polio, has sacrificed in his life for others. Doctors who go on medical missions to poor countries also engage in a financial and personal sacrifice. Without sacrifice, there is no growth and there is no love. And so the mother sacrifices herself for her children. The father sacrifices himself to support his children. The scientist who spends long hours in his laboratory and discovers a cure for cancer or polio has sacrificed his life for others. And doctors who go on medical missions to poor country also engage in a financial and personal sacrifice. Without sacrifice, there's no growth and no love. So I think the idea of sacrifice and salvation are reasonable ideas. Salvation explains to us that the world can only be needs to be repaired, that people need to be corrected. And it's only by salvation or through the intervention of Christ that this is possible. And also, it is obviously that God tells us that we must sacrifice ourselves just as he sacrificed for us to make a better world. The world is not sitcoms, emails, and quick fixes. Salvation and sacrifice offer us great truth, and when we fail to grasp these ideas and concepts, we are at great peril. I will talk again about this tomorrow night after 11 to explain more exactly what I mean. Thanks very much.